The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Spencer and Devon uses natural ingredients like aloe and shea butter. Mm. No harsh chemicals. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream is so good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both. Got bumps?
I don't anymore because I use the Spencer and Devon.
That's great. Get Spencer. I don't know where they are. Get Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream in Sagebrush or Spice or completely unscented. Read their story at SpencerDevon.com or click their ad on our website. If you use Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream, it'll make the debate you just watched better.
You know what it's really good for?
What?
Face!
Smooth the Savage Blade.
Tonight, Inside the O'Mara Studio presents An Evening with Legendary Actor Morgan Freeman.
Good evening.
Morgan, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm going to be handling some of the questions. I'm assisted by Oscar Santana.
Hello, Oscar.
Good evening, Mr. Freeman.
It's an honor to be here on Inside the O'Mara Studio. I know it's not as popular as the one on Bravo with James Lipton, but I'm certainly here to take your questions from both Rob and Oscar.
I hope that I don't get tongue-tied because I'm a little starstruck. I'm a very big fan.
Oh, now calm down. It does not matter to me. I'm very pleased to be with you, and although you're lowly internet disc jockeys, I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
All right, well, there's a lot of things we should cover. I mean, you have a very, very storied history in acting.
Yes, I do.
You've had many nods from the Academy. You've been nominated for Academy Awards.
Thank you, thank you.
And when I see you on screen, you're playing a lowly soldier...
Yes.
In the Civil War, right?
That's
on
That's right. That would be glory.
Right, or playing God in the Bruce movie.
Yes, yes, the Jim Carrey.
Exactly, Bruce Almighty.
I worked with Jim Carrey.
The one thing that I'm just struck by every time I see your face on the screen.
Right.
What are all those spots on your face?
Carla, come in later. We're doing the opening bit. Thank you.
Have you met Carla O'Mara?
That's Carla O'Mara, who is coming into the studio.
Yes.
We've heard, Mr. Freeman, you like the younger women.
We're going to present. Yes, I do.
Yeah, but she's not related to you.
I have an eye for hot young women.
She's not related to you, so probably no interest.
Not at all. Very good.
Okay, so the spots on your face.
Yes. Oh, the spots.
Yeah, on your face.
I don't like talking about it. Yes, I've got spots under my eyes.
Well,
I don't know why
you're
asking that. Next question.
Forehead.
Thank you very much. Next question.
Oscar?
Morgan Freeman. Born June 1st, 1937.
Seems a long time ago.
In Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown.
As you were growing up in Memphis,
yes.
Did you believe that one day you'd be sitting here in the O'Mara Actor Studio answering questions from powerful internet DJs?
Yes, I did not expect that.
But did you believe even more that you would actually be facing yourself with a mole situation on your face?
I really think I addressed the fact that the mole situation. I have several moles that are under my face. I've had them. I don't know whether they're congenital. They're there. They're there, and I deal with it. Next question.
A follow-up, please.
Yeah. All right. I'll entertain a follow-up question.
Have you ever tried to pick one off?
I don't wish to. Look, the mole question has been answered. I have moles under my eyes.
May
Rob
I change
Spiewak.
The subject?
Yes, please.
I can't help but be staggered by the range of people you played, but I think
Thank
the
you.
Most memorable characters you play are always the common man.
The common man.
People can relate.
That is the theme.
However, the thing about the common man, it's really uncommon to be so hideously disfigured by moles
I
all
don't
over
wish
your
to
face.
Talk. Listen, if I get another mole question about the moles under my eyes, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. Yes, Oscar.
Mr. Freeman. Please, and I apologize for my partner here.
What's all these questions about moles
he's
for?
Not, he just, it's what the people wanted to know.
I understand,
before
but I think I've answered that. I don't know where they come from.
Let's not talk about acting
damn
anymore.
Damn it, I'll kick somebody's ass
let's
here.
Let's talk about
your narration career.
Ah, yes, right?
You've done some great things.
Right, fine narrations, yes.
What really struck me most about you, the way you narrate is especially your last gig, if I say correct, it's American Service Center.
Ah, thank you
yes,
for remembering.
I remember that, absolutely.
Yes,
you should have hired Mr.
Job,
Michael
yes.
Mara.
That was a character actor.
But but when you're actually talking into the mic, do your moles ever brush up against the mic?
I don't want to talk about the goddamn moles. Do you understand me?
Right, hold it.
The moles. Jesus Christ, the moles. Everything you want to talk about. Yes, I've got moles on my face.
Right.
Deal with it. There are the people that have those as well.
Relax.
Next question.
I saw on FX. Do you look at the FX channel?
I occasionally look at all of the channels on my cable television.
I was looking at television, and I watched the entire film of Nurse Betty.
Ah, Nurse Betty. Yes, Renee Zellweger
really
and I had a wonderful relationship.
A great mashup there of,
talented
of comedy and drama and violence.
Like
and really, it's rare that it's combined in such a great way.
It was wonderful.
And Greg Kinnear...
What's the question?
I'm getting to it.
Please, your questions are 10 hours long.
Greg Kinnear was also wonderful in there.
Yes, he was.
He played a doctor.
I don't need a bio. I know
know what the movie was. Well, what's your question?
For the benefit of the listener, he played a doctor. And I'm just wondering, have you ever had a doctor look at the moles on your face?
I don't want to talk about the goddamn moles.
Just
I swear to God.
Just one more question.
One more, but then I'm out of here. This is not like the other actors' studio. You bastards talking about my effing moles.
I'm going to say some names, Mr. Freeman.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about the film.
All right, names. All right. Yes. That's finally, we can get on the subject of film. My career, my life.
Your 1995.
My life.
Okay. Dustin Hoffman, Rene Russo, and yours truly, Morgan Freeman.
I remember it well.
The movie was titled Outbreak.
Outbreak was incredible. Yeah. I'd love to talk about that movie. It was one of
when you were making that movie,
yes.
Did you ever consider you'd have a mole outbreak
all
on
right.
your face?
I've had it. I have had it. You guys, you're dead to me. You're both dead.
All right. Is there any way we can save this?
Why did you ask me to sing a song?
Morgan Freeman, would you sing to us?
I've got a favorite that I'd like to sing for you.
Oh, please.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is!
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the...
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school? And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why I'm not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert, why are you snotty? Shut up, I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow, that didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow, what are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Ow!
Oh, is that tickle, huh? Come on, let's tickle. Come on, lock it up, funny girl.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
I love Cheech and Chong.
Not.
Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, you see, what you do is you live and you learn.
Happy Friday.
You don't know that.
Sometimes
you
produce 200 show opens, and sometimes they succeed, and sometimes plus the host looks displeased.
Plus the years with the Don and Mike Show and the year of me, and you never knew that, huh?
You never brought it up.
It's like listening to nails on a chalkboard.
You know what? You laugh at Dave.
I like Dave. I like the little excerpts.
You like the Mexican-American.
I like Mexican-Americans, little tiny blurbs, sustained.
A minute 15, too much.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we will make a note of this.
Heard across America and in 145 countries around the world. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Bravo.
It is Rocktober.
Yes.
Yeah. The 1st of October, 2010, Friday show, and we are well over 3 million downloads and growing each and every day.
Friday.
You know, you try to throw a little show together, and, the whole show today, we want to first bring in the recipe for a wonderful beverage I had, and then I was going to read the recipe, and then we were going to be presented with the beverages, but I realized I didn't explain that.
You know what your problem is, Mike?
And yes, what's that?
Your problem is you're surrounded by people who love you and want to
and
please you.
And are proactive.
I understand.
They're eager.
Proactive.
And you know what?
I know. Sometimes too eager to please you.
My lovely bride gets a free pass.
Oh, absolutely.
Mark Ronick should know enough about showbiz to know that when we're talking about doing the Honeycrisp apple sangria show that you've got to linger a little bit, that you got to present it, that you got to read the recipe, and then we are served, and then we are, you know, then we present the sangria to our Ustream viewers,
right?
We present it to our radio listeners, and then we comment on it.
But you see, what's at play here is something other than the fact that we're all so eager to please you, which we are when we play Cheech and Chong.
I understand. Okay, all right. Stop making it about you.
But you know what? It hurts.
Yes, I understand.
But Ronick has not been with you nearly 20 years.
I know.
And he can't read your mind.
I understand this.
He'll get there.
But I was sitting there, and we're going to do the part of the show, and it makes for a fun Friday show. As I said, you know, during my little tease on Facebook, when I let people know what we're going to do, it's going to be the Honeycrisp Apple Sangria Friday.
Right.
So that means it's a big part of the show. That means we don't open the show sitting there with drinks in our hands.
No,
okay?
It's got to be show business.
It's show business. It's all about
you know what we do open the show with.
What's that?
Is our sponsor.
Our sponsor. And thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Our show today is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. We're getting a tremendous response from all of you about Vistaprint and who would not be participating in this. If you need a business card, this is the time to do. You want to get 250 of these new cards. Are you ready for this price?
How much?
$10.
Mike, that must be a misprint.
Not 20, not 30, $10.
Change back on a 20.
That is half off the regular price, but only if you enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint and do it right now. Go to Vistaprint.com. They have thousands of designs on their website. We're all going to get our own show cards, and I'm paying for
them. Yeah,
you know what I'm, going to put on mine?
What's that?
Face!
Remember, 250 brand new cards, $10. That's half off the regular price.
Whoa.
Also, check out all the good stuff they have. They've got matching signs, postcards, websites, brochures, T-shirts, and invitations. And there's no risk. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Half off those premium business cards, 250 for $10. Enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Mark Ronick, if you could you bring me that recipe? And I believe Marilyn is her first name, and I'll protect her privacy because I don't know whether she wanted me to mention her last name.
Marilyn's, Monroe?
But Marilyn's she might. Privacy. I think that'd be okay. I think if I said it, because it came
Hemingway?
From her, and it actually motivated me.
Marilyn like, Hemingway?
They're two distractions.
I was thinking of alcoholics.
Yeah, I see.
Very good.
Sorry.
All right, here we go.
Fields.
Now I started about, 2 weeks ago doing the whole riff on a Honeycrisp apple.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And really just
you single-handedly
to
have propped up the Honeycrisp apple.
Yeah, an industry that really needs it.
Really, but you know, I wonder about that. Well, you know, we've had real success stories recently with our merchandise, and then I throw something out like Honeycrisp apples, I see that, and I hear about this, and I'm like, God, I wish they'd paid me.
Are produce traded commodities? Are they like the apple, the orange? Yeah,
sure.
Right?
Yes,
oh, of
they
course.
You should look at that index.
You could definitely, I bet you could track.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you could track that.
Yeah.
And find out at least whether we had made any dent on that.
Sure I had my first HCA yesterday.
HCA.
Honeycrisp apple.
I would like to hear your review.
We have a Mexican Shoppers Food Warehouse in Leesburg, but they don't sell the kind of bitters I like. So when I need to make a cocktail, I go to the Manassas Mexican Giant.
You know,
why can't you just call it international? Why can't you just say that?
Mexican market.
When they devote a whole aisle to Inca Kola, it's a Mexican Shoppers Food Warehouse.
Taste of goodness.
Well, now you know when you say your bitters that you require, as you come in with ye old ponytail, it's,
you know what? And that's the thing. This is a failure because the ponytail really should make you look hip and not like John Adams.
You could put on, you could go down to Williamsburg this weekend.
I know.
And
they would
get turgid when they saw you coming. I want more with you. You just sit tight over there because I got a lot to do with you
today. Thomas Jefferson.
Very good. Marilyn Robertson is the lady's name.
Okay.
She sends me this, and this was the headline on the email. Mm-hmm. And this normally gets me going. You're welcome. Honeycrisp apple sangria.
Mm.
All right, are you ready for the recipe
I am
here?
I'm ready.
3.5 cups chopped Honeycrisp apple, about 2 pounds. Uh-huh. Incidentally, I have tripled this recipe just so we'd all be able to have a beverage.
Awesome.
This is, I just want to warn everybody.
Have you tasted it?
This is not an inexpensive bet.
I was going to say, sure. The apples alone, did you take out a second mortgage? They're $2.50 a pound.
The total, this is before, I don't think you include the apple schnapps that I had to buy for this recipe. We bought other stuff. I'm going to say, seriously,
schnapps,
this beverage we'll be enjoying today, total outlay for this, about $80.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. Half a cup apple schnapps, 1/4 cup of honey, 4 whole cloves, 2 3-inch cinnamon sticks, 2 1/4-inch slices peeled fresh ginger,
brilliant.
One large navel orange quartered, one 750 milliliter bottle of fruity red wine such as Beaujolais.
Hi there.
That's what I made it with,
excellent.
Beaujolais today.
Beaujolais.
Then a quarter cup of club soda, chilled, divided, and then four thin horizontal slices cored Honeycrisp apple.
Wow.
What's great is you've got all that crap together, and then you add a quarter cup of club soda. Like, that's going to cut it.
Like, one. All right, here's what you do. You combine the first eight ingredients,
right,
the solids,
right,
in a large bowl. You stir well. You refrigerate for 4 hours until thoroughly chilled. And then, and this was the sad part.
Mm.
This is really the sad part for me.
Having to.
You strain the wine mixture through a sieve into a bowl, and you discard all the solids.
Mm.
I normally like to keep fruit in, but I'm following this recipe
right
to the label.
Right.
And then you pour about 2/3 a cup of sangria over ice in each of four glasses. Top each serving with only 1 tablespoon, that's a splash,
uh-huh, right,
of club soda,
right,
and one apple slice. And that is sangria.
Yes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. I have not had the pleasure,
mm-hmm,
but please bring in the sangria beverages.
Oh, boy.
I am very, very excited about this.
I'm so going to love
it. Bring them
this
in. And
now's the time when we wait.
Yes. Ronick, you're such a nad.
There's
I swear
no
to God.
God bless him, though.
Life.
Bless his
heart. Sometimes, clueless.
I know.
A brilliant business mind when it comes to the timing of the show. I'm reading the recipe.
If everything you're not watching at home or you can't understand what's happening.
They wanted to come in like 15 minutes ago.
We are staring at the curtain as Mike's making
the
big reveal.
Is, we've given them ample
go
time.
Find it.
The problem is
we've
given them.
Jesus Christ.
The trouble is we've given them ample time to actually drink the beverage.
Here it is.
And now they've passed
it's
out.
It's Ronick and Carla.
Right.
So, you know, as far as Ronick when he's around Carla, let me give the Ustreamers a clue.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what's on his brain.
Wow.
Seriously, mounting my wife and not thinking about maybe getting something in here.
Always
okay
be closing.
All right, here we go. Let's see.
Yay.
There we go. Here
yay
comes Carla.
Yay. Thank you, Carla.
And,
oh,
and Carla, incidentally, gets
thank
a complete
you,
free,
yeah, she's
pass
a free pass. Absolutely.
Because she
absolutely
is not, does, she does not do this for a living. All right, and there's a, here comes another one. They're all coming in.
You,
go. You, on the other hand. Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome
you very much.
Festival.
We'll all take
thank
our little
you
sips.
Thank you.
God.
This looks amazing.
You know what? I will tell you this. This right is a beautiful drink.
It is a beautiful
drink. It is pretty to look at.
Look at the color.
It's pretty with the little Honeycrisp apple in
against
this
my doctor's right advice, this looks amazing, and I will be drinking on antibiotics.
Oh, very good.
Right. Attaboy.
Cheers, good gentlemen.
Cheers.
To Honeycrisp apple cider. Let's
Rob?
See what yeah it tastes like. Here we go.
Truly a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
HC Awesome.
Wow.
Really good.
Very fally.
Tastes like sex.
Mm. Tastes like moxie.
Very fally. Now, do you stir in the club soda? Because I think I got a little too much club
check
soda
that
on top.
Yeah. Classy sex.
I mean, I'm trying to mix this up. You agree, Buzz?
Did
you,
yeah, but
did
what
feel
you
like
do
your
as
club soda? Let me
I
see if it gets a little richer.
I think what you want to do is they want to preserve the sparkle, so don't overmix it.
Okay. Right. Hold on.
Oh, this is amazing.
No,
there we go.
This
there
is
we go
really
I've
good
had regular sangria. Regular sangria, I'm not a fan of. This
regular
is
sangria sucks.
I'm with you, Oscar. Mm. I agree.
I made it for a party we had. Carrie insisted because she bought a big glass decanter.
Ooh,
and it just
good
sat in my fridge and got rancid for like 2 weeks. And I threw away $60 worth of fruit and
oh
wine.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Now, that was the one thing I want to tell you is that when I'm making this and I discarded the apple, yeah, first of all, this is good. It's not like regular sangria.
No,
it's
not
got,
at all.
It is actually.
It's got the cinnamon and the clove and the ginger. It's got that spiciness.
But
to
it preserves the name
that's
sangria
like
because it looks like red blood.
Right.
It, which is how it got
so
it.
So you
all
and
right
Carla Marilyn put this together yesterday?
Marilyn, darling, mm-hmm, I'm going to give a tip here because really I think that everything could be improved. I think you could leave the fruit in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could. You don't necessarily have to chill it. She says chill for 4 hours. I think you could, you know, leave it perhaps unchilled.
I think room temperature where red wine is best room temperature.
Absolutely.
You know what I would do.
And just let it sit and let it really get those spices.
Or
Oscar's eating it.
Or just chill it an hour.
How about this? I would leave the fruit steeping in it until you serve it. Don't let any of the solids go into when you serve it.
Right.
But I would also let the apples sit in it while it steeps because mm-hmm the apples should be able to soak the flavor
it
in.
It could be a little more apple-y
yeah
and maybe a little more
much,
the spices I'd like to taste a little more than I do.
How much schnapps goes in it?
Not enough, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be a little more boozy.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a stamp of approval.
How about you guys stop complaining? Let's drink this.
We're not complaining. We're fine tuning.
We're analyzing this recipe. I think this is great. And incidentally, Marilyn rocks. Mm-hmm. Send Marilyn, send me your address and I will send you a free T-shirt.
We'll send you a Honeycrisp apple.
No, just a T-shirt. We can't afford a Honeycrisp apple. This would
The most important question is, what's the kick going to be?
Mm-hmm. It's wine. I mean, it's going to be equivalent
to
wine.
The kick is going to be the rest of the show.
Well, is it wine or also with the schnapps, which is not like apple sour apple or whatever that crap is they make apple teenies out of.
Queepers.
This is a different product that I've never seen before. Mm.
Apple
never
schnapps.
Had apple
flavored schnapps.
Schnapps
is probably like a maybe like a 25 proof.
Yeah, this is pretty heavy duty stuff.
Let's find out.
This isn't even like the peppermint schnapps.
I would like this warmed even.
I was going to say the same thing.
Try it hot.
If you put a little
like
more
Dr.
cinnamon.
Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
We're in two different places.
What?
You guys are talking about the recipe. I think it's amazing the way it is.
It is.
Are you in love with it?
I think that if you are a gentleman out there and you are in a committed relationship or uncommitted relationship and you make this for your lady, it gets better with every sip.
It
could be 5 stars.
You think so?
You know how some women like a nice bottle of wine?
Right.
If you actually want to be industrious and put some work into it, mm-hmm. and you made this for a young lady in your life.
Did you already finish your apple?
Yes, I killed it.
Holy mackerel.
Give him your apple, will you, RJ? Give him your apple.
Are you
slice.
Speaking in code?
Give him your apple because I think this will be fun. This is just a little audio experiment here. Uh-huh. Rob, Oscar, Buzz, and myself, we're all going to bite into our apples
the
simultaneously.
The aptly named Honeycrisp apple is maybe the crispiest variety of apple I've ever sampled.
All right, ready?
Okay.
We're all going to enjoy our apple. Ready? One, two, and I want total silence besides this. Everybody, one, two, three, go.
Mmm. The chewing.
Nice job on the silence.
I'm surrounded by brain tumor patients today.
Sorry.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm done.
I swear to God, I'm going to choke. Stop
Let's
it.
Have silence. And RJ goes, no, 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 no. Right at the beginning when we did, we wanted the maximum. It's knowledge. It's it's being in this game. And if you're not, you don't know. Right at the absolute. I know he took your apple. That's what's important.
Oh, I get tears
that's
in
what.
My eyes.
All right.
Excellent.
I really can't thank Marilyn enough
for
this wonderful beverage.
Very tasty.
I'm actually jealous. I have to go back to work.
We're not being rude. What we're doing is we're saying, because Rob's right. I thought about this the whole time. When I saw that recipe with the cinnamon and the clove, I said, "This is something that might want some warmth." Here's another thing.
It's very simple.
What about this?
Well, yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
How about this? Mm-hmm. You put it in a pot on a stove.
Low.
And you cook it a little bit.
Yeah.
With the apples and all that
stuff
in it.
You know what it is? It's a variant on hot mulled wine.
Mulled wine.
Exactly.
Which
mm-hmm.
is
exactly.
fantastic.
Which also resembles your hairdo.
Oscar, I do this. It's not really complaining. I do this when I cook.
No, you guys, honestly, I'm the.
Are we sounding like old queens?
No, I'm the a-hole here because I just thought about it. Now, I don't cook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do any. Not because I don't want to. I just don't know how.
Right.
So when somebody has that skill level,
right.
You know how you could change. You basically become a chemist.
It's
you know how you can change
things. About.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you. Yeah. With every here's the problem.
This
also.
Is true.
This sat on ice too long because mm-hmm. someone, Mark Ronick was. Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm
Isn't
not gonna
it
get
Mark
my heart
Ronick?
Time.
Don't you think? Like a black fly in your Chardonnay.
It sat on the ice too long.
Yeah. I see.
But when you have that type of skill level, you can actually say, this is what I would do to change it.
Yeah, I do that.
I come from a life, and unfortunately, this is where I am in my life, where if I walk to a party, and I still have friends that do this in their 30s,
right,
and they
right.
have a vat of jungle juice,
right.
I just go with my cup of
take
jungle juice and drink it.
Let me tell you this, Oscar.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you this. The first sip, and then I'm like, maybe we should, and it's like, because we weren't getting, with every sip, of this particular beverage, it gets better
I don't have a refined palate, but I do love this.
But you know what?
This is good stuff.
There's a lot of subtleties to it, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. And I think that the ice and the cold works away from that.
I'm a huge sangria fan in the first place.
Now that I'm down at the bottom, this is amazing.
Why does it sound like you're getting loaded already? Why does it sound like Jeremy? What? Oh, yes. Get us
more. I'm finally tasting the spices and stuff now. It's really, really good. This is what I was hoping for.
Mike, I know you're the mimic on the show, but could I do my impression of RJ for you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to step on your toes.
Please.
Rob, I'd love to hear of RJ.
I want to get right on Mike.
Yes.
Some visual, but.
Bars it off! Bars
That's it. That's all of his stuff. I don't hear him when he's 6 feet, 6 inches away from my ear when we're lying in bed together.
Again, he just wants to please.
So is this something that you would drink all weekend, do you think? Do you have enough?
I might have this in a glass tomorrow morning
breakfast
at 7 a.m. at my yard sale.
That's
you
nice.
Can do this.
Because, listen, all right, we will Mike get
O'Mara's
to that.
Mike hot eggs and wine.
When we come back, we have to take a break. When we come back, we have to devote the entire segment to getting ready for this yard sale.
That's right.
Because I'm gonna address the prices rapid fire with Rob. We're gonna try to do this, but all you guys are welcome to that party.
Right, good.
To really, we gotta move this stuff, but I also Rob maximize profit.
Right.
That's the idea.
Who's
as well.
The team tomorrow?
What's
just
that?
Just quickly, who's the team? The selling team.
Me and Carla.
Oh.
And remember, Mike, if
about
you
the
think
girls?
I'm pricing
girls
too
will
low.
Be with us. Two okay, girls yeah. Will be
if you think I'm pricing too low. There's no money made on something left unsold.
Okay, but don't make it that competitive. You're competitive. Don't make it competitive.
How is it competitive? I don't have a dog in this
fight.
Because
you would want the controversy.
You know what?
I don't want you to do that.
Do you know what the disaster is?
What?
Here's disaster. Don't panic.
What?
But this could happen.
What?
Stuff that has to be carried back inside. It will be like carrying on a trail of tears. This is the saddest thing you can do.
With that said, I don't want you to be ridiculous.
No!
I want you to put your brain on it.
Mike, you've met a lot of people in your life, and you've never met someone less ridiculous than me.
Okay, very good.
The price is wrong, bitch.
We're going to come back and price the items with my wife playing the role of Vanna. She'll be bringing some of these items in. Mark, you can help her with that.
No problem.
And did you have a little of the sangria?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
And your verdict on it? You like it?
Yeah, I wish it had more cinnamon.
More? Yeah, it needs, I think maybe we could do it. Carla, what do you think? Wait, Carla's buzzed.
That's good.
We'll come back right after this. I've talked about my 25 pounds, and I'm telling you, weight not is the key. It's the answer for many people. We had a guy yesterday sent us a letter with 112-pound loss. Just amazing. And what weight not does is the way you feel after you eat the food. It's real food. You eat right. They teach you the strategies. I have my lady, Christy, that holds my hand when I have a problem. It's weight not, weightnot.com, or 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486.
Look at you, Mike. A thing of beauty is a joy forever.
Lick it, Rob. Anyway.
It works.
I love it.
No, it does.
I was on my little cabbage and turkey meat kick, you know?
Yes.
And now I'm on my little shrimp and garlic kick.
Oh.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? Hi, everybody.
Right, anyway. I think we all knew that when we went from cabbage to garlic.
If you want to get started on what is simply the best program of its kind. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's been good for me. It's been good for Rob.
Changed my life, Mike.
It's been good for RJ. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com.
Who?
Are we keeping you up?
No.
Okay.
I got to get to work.
All right, go ahead. Get out of here.
You said you had all
get out of here.
No,
go,
I just got
go,
one more.
Go.
All day means
two more.
A couple hours.
Yeah, wait not to leave.
It's time to get ready. Now before I start bringing this stuff in here, mm-hmm. I wanted to mention this. The yard sale.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara's
the
yard sale.
The emotions of the yard sale.
Of course.
I'm swimming with varied emotions.
Why?
Of course. I will tell you why, Oscar, and this may sound a little elitist, but I'm going to share this with you. It was not 5 years ago, perhaps even less than that, perhaps 1 year ago, a year and a half ago. A yard sale was not in my future.
Right.
No.
I've been knocked down.
Wasn't in
pegs,
your tax bracket.
And, you know, now with the everybody knows that it's the ongoing struggle. It's the struggle as radio royalties have come down significantly. And the podcast is the ongoing struggle of four men, you know, trying to get as much out of the hour as they can.
Not 5 years ago, you would just as soon throw the stuff away than try
to
make a dollar.
Will this all this stuff would have been a good
we're
will.
In a new zip code now.
Now I'm saying to myself, you know what? This stuff has value.
It
put
does.
It on the front lawn.
Value.
A great American tradition. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you what I am not looking forward to.
What?
I just picture at about 8 or 9 o'clock the very first blue haired woman that comes by and looks at me like I'm there to serve her. And I will say this, and Carla, I say this to you as well. Tomorrow I am looking forward to enjoying this, to perhaps saying hi to some neighbors. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, if someone rolls into my front yard and wants to treat me like I'm the help, they will get an extremely rude awakening because I don't give a shit.
out.
Okay.
If I give away, if I sell any of
can
this
Can I mention
crap.
Something before you dig a bigger
yes,
hole?
Yes, yes, yes. Go right
first
ahead.
Save him.
Am I going in with the wrong attitude?
Yes. Okay. The fact that you even would acknowledge the fact that things have changed for a lot of people listening right now across this country.
Yes.
You have to reinvent yourself.
Yes.
We have a startup here of sorts.
Right. Absolutely.
And in that being said, this is what this is what America is really all about now.
Right.
I just read an article yesterday that the guys that even have their 9-to-5s, mm-hmm. they're moonlighting with two and three other jobs
right.
just
of course.
Because
True.
They're not making what they used to make. They're 9-to-5s.
Right.
So everybody's finding their own way to make some extra money. Now, mm-hmm. not everybody's slandering the people that might be coming to their house to buy their things, but everybody's trying to do something
That's
different.
Good. But Mike is the Don Rickles of the yard
yes.
sale.
That's yes. right. Do you understand, though? You know, it's like, Oscar, you can track with me. It's a variation on something you and I have discussed, which is the auction.
Yes.
It's the same
oh,
kind
no,
of
no,
deal.
No, this is different.
It's much
how
worse.
Is, how is it different?
Because
it's
you...
My, is it much worse?
Yeah, no,
much
because
worse.
The auction benefits something that you don't really... I won't say you won't care about.
Oh, stop.
I won't
horrible.
Say that.
That's
but
horrible.
But this is putting money in your pocket.
Right.
This is cleaning out your house. And, you know, we're competitive, me and you.
Right.
And when you start to see that this is happening in a way that's working... You're going to get a competitive juice yeah. flowing, and you will become helpful.
Really?
And you will bargain, and
really?
You will carry sh** to cars.
You are the heavy, though. The ladies are the – but you're the heavy. The okay. ladies are
Good
the gatekeepers
cop.
When they come.
Good cop.
We got to go talk to that
Bad
man over
cop.
There. Go talk to my dad.
All right.
Go
talk
to my
husband. You will yeah. hate one type of person, yeah. the early
okay.
bird.
The early bird? Mm-hmm.
There, you will have people. You
I don't have any. I haven't had any signs up. I'm not putting my signs out until we have this stuff on the lawn.
Okay, then you won't have that
Because,
trouble.
Rob, you know where I live. I mean, the right. traffic that I'm going to have is going to be,
You'll be
you know, adequate for that.
We
so
had
I'm
a yard
worried.
Sale that we had starting at 8 o'clock. We had the first people start cruising by our house 5:15.
Really?
Quarter after
So
five.
There are people that do this on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. This
oh,
is
yeah.
what
they
do.
All right, what time, first of all, what time should we be up and running and ready to go?
I would think you would be ready to receive customers no later than 8, but I would start setup at 7.
Yeah, the register seven, should okay. be ready by 8. Mm-hmm.
The register and the
yes.
cigar box?
Yes.
All right, cigar box. All right, that's it. I've said it. I've gotten ready to go. Vanna? All right, Vanna, who's loaded on say? Can I have a little... Hey, Mark?
Yeah.
Can I get a little more sangria?
Mike needs
sangria?
A tune-up.
Boy, that's immediately gone to the cerebral cortex.
No, wine
yes,
is something. Wine ain't beer.
I'm it. Feeling it. Carla, and you will be speaking with Rob. Would you bring us the first item up for bids on The Price is Right?
Please? Perfect.
Let's see what we have. And we'll do
He's
this.
Got
rap-
some goodies in there.
We'll do this rapid fire. We'll,
sure.
You know,
okay.
This should be interesting. And it'll give people at home a general idea of what they can do.
look
at this.
Look
this
at this
is,
thing.
Is that
this
a is... working lamp?
Yes.
Now, you'll want to have an extension cord tomorrow so you can prove that it works. Okay. You don't want people to come in. To plug it
this
in.
This is so cool. He's so good at this, isn't he?
Just run an extension cord outside. You're missing one lampshade
no,
on it.
I've got that.
You do have that.
Retail
That's complete.
Rob.
I would say you could get $35 for that.
$35. Make a note. $35.
Is the lampshade, does it go on there? The
yeah.
little, the one missing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. As long as it's complete.
It's a beautiful lamp.
Yeah, you know what? I would maybe even go higher, but I would take $35.
$35.
Yeah.
$35. I'd actually buy that. That doesn't
good.
Really go through.
And Carla's putting the prices.
And because of the wires, you could point the light any way
yeah,
you wanted.
It's pretty cool. I like it.
That's good.
Fun times.
The wire lamp, $35. Yeah. Now, I'm acting like I'm actually going to be getting this, you know, but who knows? We'll see what happens.
Our next
just
item?
Asking prices. Rob, does everybody haggle? Does
Not everybody, but haggling will become
Ooh,
more prevalent
look
as,
at this.
What are we
as
okay.
the day goes
wow.
on. Oh, you can grow pot in that.
Fully yeah. packaged.
That is your... a fully packaged herb garden.
Okay.
Herb garden.
Do you know what you paid for that retail?
Over 200.
Over 200?
200 originally.
Boy, that's tough.
That was a gift. Turn around on the other yes. side so we can see the
a
other side.
A wedding gift
of,
from me.
Of the package. There it is, Rob. Take a look at that.
The
Iro
garden. I would price that at $60.
$60.
But be ready to take a hit on it.
No.
Yeah.
I would say $60
yeah.
and be ready to take 30.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
But price it at 60.
There's got to be
right.
some old
and
bag that wants
remember,
it.
Remember, Mike, be less eager to bargain early than later because really the thing that you got to watch out for here
right.
is stuff you're left with.
Yep.
That's
absolutely.
Pointless.
Okay, what's next?
It is the Aero
Garden.
Not the
Garden.
These
garden.
Are all gifts from Buzz. They're great for growing things in the basement.
You can grow your pot in there. It's
exactly.
fantastic.
That looks to me like a $30 grow fresh.
A $30.
Don't you think?
$30. Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay.
Right?
Okay.
A good starting
Though
point.
The herb garden would be my favorite. At,
all right, very
so
good.
Oh, mine
Moving
too.
Right along, what's next?
Exercise mat. That's not going to bring much money because everyone's stuck with stuff like that. I would say put $5 on it.
$5
I'll
for that
buy
one.
That for $5 right now.
Awesome.
Sold.
Here you go.
I meant you much. Yeah. $20, I meant to say.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll get it.
All right, $5. Yeah, you'll take it.
I'll hook you, yes.
All right. You got the $5?
Yeah, I do.
That's a fair price.
Boy, should I have said 10.
Okay. One of Mike's big blue balls.
A yoga ball.
That is a stability ball.
Ah, golly. How much do those cost?
How much do those cost, Carl?
Neither, like $20.
They're like $20, $30.
Then $8.
$8.
I think you're looking at, you want to probably, if it's something like new.
Wait, let's be honest here. Who has been working out on that ball?
I have.
Yes?
$4.
Yes. Oh, that's celebrity. Yes, that's celebrity juice
I've
right there.
I've got some of my sweat on that.
You should sign that ball. You could easily get $20.
Mike, will you sign items?
No. You know what? No, I won't.
For an extra fee? All
okay,
right.
Here we go.
Now, here
okay,
we go.
Now, these
now,
this, are great. Yes.
Right.
These helmets, this is something that you can really sort. You're going to find the person that wants this helmet is going to really want this helmet.
Right.
I say you start those at 50 each.
Those are nice
they're
helmets.
They're expensive helmets.
They are expensive. They're Harley-Davidson helmets.
Oh, are they Harley brand?
Yeah. Look, show Carla. Carla.
She's Carla. Laying down prices. She's working hard.
Black for Harley. Yeah, Davidson.
That's legit.
Absolutely 50 for that, and right. Don't bend until late in the day.
No, because that helmet usually goes for $120, $150.
$50 each? Yeah.
It's always been my motto.
Jeez.
Don't bend till late in the day.
I got some more. Nice.
All right, now, and we have to be more descriptive because we're looking at them and we're thinking we've got the camera.
Please, I do have the camera up for this.
Carla's bringing in, is this?
Ionizer?
An air cleaner.
This is an ionized air purifier. Mm-hmm.
Sharper image?
Brookstone.
Does it come with the sticker that says jackass? Brookstone, full of bargains, but that... Problem with those things is they don't work very well.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And,
okay.
But you might be able to trick someone into paying $40. Yeah,
I was going to say 40.
The elderly.
40.
This is great if anybody's coming by. $40 for that. Right. So far, I'm very pleased with these prices.
My mom has like
five
of those.
Do you think we're pricing at a regular?
I do. As long as you know, you may have to settle for less.
Right.
Some clothing.
One of Mike's sex vests.
It's a leather sex vest.
It's a leather biker vest.
And
it's brand new. It has never been worn.
Are you sure you never wore this to wet?
Maybe I did.
I don't think you wore. I don't think.
No,
it was
I wasn't into the motorcycle thing.
You wore a
but
vest,
here's the
though.
Nice thing about this. Excuse me, I'm gonna sneeze.
Yes.
How much for that?
Oh, okay. Hold on. You know what the nice thing about this is? This vest. Turn it around, Carla. If you can show the backside
nice
of the guys.
Yeah, nice embroidery of Harley Davidson.
It's got Harley Davidson on the bottom, but it's got all the room for your stickers and everything.
Yes. Not only that, it's also got laces on the sides.
You're taking photographs.
I'm gonna go home and show Melissa. Right. I don't understand.
I like to see a Sons of Anarchy emblem on there.
All right. So,
but it's also laced on the side for venting. This is a top-notch Harley Davidson leather vest, like new.
Right.
You should not take a penny under $40.
$40.
I was going to say 50.
Yeah.
$40, $50.
Right.
Now realize you'll have to take less on some of these items, but these are good starting prices.
I like this. I like the way this is going. Here she comes now.
Oh,
rice steamer.
What do we have here? This is a rice steamer.
Now, it's never been used.
Once.
You see, now that's the thing. I get fluky on food stuff that's been used. So that's never been used.
But that's you.
Never been used.
Okay. So yes. Rob's telling you that's never been used.
It's never been used again. Remember, you're going to want an extension cord out there because people are going to want to see it fire up. It's not a very good item because it's not a very useful item. $10.
You could find the person that likes to make homemade sushi. Who knows?
You could steam your weed in there.
Right? Yes. And weed your steam.
Very good.
A rice steamer. Nice I have
item.
A rice steamer. I got.
I've never
I've
seen
used,
a rice steamer.
I've used it like three times. It's not
all
a
right,
useful
here comes
thing.
The item.
Yeah.
This is the item that Oscar Santana is interested in.
Does it work is the question. Does it work? I'm sure it does.
Hey, turn it to the side. Look, she just turned it on.
Oh, an electron telescope.
Now, Mike, here's the deal. When I told you needed a sexy item, this is a sexy
item. This is your lead item right here.
But let's talk about the telescope. No, this
Rob
is
Rob Schtick.
Rob.
You have Rob found Schtick. My comfort zone.
This is good.
This is a great item. Put this close to the sidewalk because this is going to make people want to tune in and come in. That's an expensive item. I say you start that at $120.
$120.
Yes.
And I'd pay $120 for that should I need a telescope.
I would as well.
Yeah. $120.
How much is that retail for? It's probably three something.
Could be three.
Hey, fine. What's the brand name on that, Carla? Do we have a brand
Kirkland.
Name on
it? It could be in the $1,000 range.
Kirkland.
Really. I'll find it. What's it called? Mead.
That's a really good brand.
Can you go online and find a Mead telescope?
Well, I think we're drinking some
mead
right now.
This is Mead. Yes. Yeah. This is delicious.
Are you feeling better about the process, Mike?
I knew this is. Let me tell you something. I knew this would work with you and Rob and all the guys doing this and Buzz, but I will tell you something. This is much better. I would not have. This. I'll tell you what this does. This gives me so much more confidence going into tomorrow.
Rightly
this is
so.
Great. Like we're doing a roundtable. I'm knowing it's not BS.
And now here's Mike's old nickname, Swiss Therapy Balls.
I was Swiss Therapy Ball in
more
my
balls.
Old Swiss.
Brand new in box. We said 8 on the one that was open, so we go 10 on the one that's in
10
the box.
10 or 12, maybe.
People love stuff
balls.
New
aren't there two in there, right?
What do those balls do?
They oh, I use it for the back. I lean over it with
yeah?
my back. Yeah.
Can
and
I?
And Carl and I have sex.
How much
it.
Is that?
You do
$12.
Can I buy it for $12?
Yes, $12.
That's a good price, and yeah, great for doing crunches on top.
And
of
by
that.
The way, what
yeah.
do these balls do?
Those things
do?
Are phenomenal. If yeah. you ever have lower back pain,
of all the time,
you sit there and you lean
to
over.
Roll it. On them.
That is number one. If uh-huh. I had to give up everything in my yeah. house regarding my back issues and stuff like that, I would keep one of those yoga balls to bend over back.
Nice.
They nothing flexes your back
Kara
better.
Would like them.
Two board games, new inbox with
that
plastic.
Monopoly is like new school. They're selling that now in the
yeah.
stores.
And you know what? I think that Monopoly that I'd say $8 for both those games.
$8? Oh. That Monopoly game is like $50 just in the store.
Is it?
I'll would check
go,
right now.
Sure? I would go at least 10 on the Monopoly. Well, it's electronic
okay,
scoring.
How about this? Okay, 10 for the Monopoly, uh-huh. 8 for this versus that, 2 for 15.
Okay,
good.
Because you
there
can
you
move
go.
Product.
That's
that
how you do it.
15.
That's how you do it, yeah.
And you
got to
say that. You got to tell them that.
Mm-hmm. So 2 for 15.
How much for the pug?
What's that?
How much for the pug?
Free.
As is, take with.
Oh, boy.
Caveat Bemptor.
This sangria is good.
It sure is.
All right. Never okay. been used.
And you've got service for more than you've got other plates
yeah,
over there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fiesta drinkware for your patio.
How many do you have service for? 6? 8?
This is fun.
Service
that
for
Monopoly,
six.
Just quick
I
tip in, that Monopoly
I
is $40.
I certainly $40. Hope this is entertaining. Okay. As I'm getting buzzed, listening to Rob call out prices, I'm realizing this is a very different kind of show.
Okay,
what is
we
it?
we need to first of all backtrack that Monopoly needs to go 15, but be prepared to take less.
Yeah. Right.
The only reason I say
right.
15, it's new in box.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Okay, you've got service for 8. I have service for 6, six on that
okay.
with tall glasses, low ball glasses, and plates.
Listen how serious
it must sell it. As a set.
Yes, Shylock.
And
it's great. I like it.
Mike, he's yeah. over there. service for $6, $20. And
$20.
Don't bend on it. Don't bend
for
on that.
For
everything, yeah.
Mike, if you don't mind.
What, Carl, is that a disappointment to you?
Well,
she
you
probably
know what?
Paid
no
more
one's,
for it, of
yeah,
course.
Of course she did, but no one's right. going to buy a glass or
my
a plate.
My face is right. My face is
Do you
warm.
Mind if you can quickly just tell the listeners that are joining us now, maybe on KCJJ?
I really apologize. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're listening to is Yard Sale Friday. We are having a yard sale at the O'Mara House.
Sangria Friday.
And pardon my selfishness as I completely left the show, and I just was listening to Rob shout out prices for my junk. We are pricing
hey.
Items, getting ready for my yard sale, and drinking sangria, and this is going to run through the audio vault
oh
and
my.
The news, I'm afraid.
Oh, what
some
is this? Holiday gear.
Oh, holiday gear.
Are these
oh,
for the no. for the dog? Dog holiday.
Oh, this
gear.
Is doggy stuff?
Wow. No, not just right. holiday gear, just gear in general.
Jackets, this is dog gear.
Dog Christmas gear. Stuff.
I would say
sweaters.
The whole pack, including the bag, $25.
$25.
And you will also.
Carly, you don't like that
one
price?
One of those little jackets costs $25.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going to get started. You can entertain them.
I totally agree with Rob. I haven't had an argument with any of Rob's prices
no,
yet.
No, he's been doing a
but
great job.
What you
job.
Can do is you can also entertain individual offers.
Mm-hmm.
If they see something in there they mm-hmm. like, say you'll take mm-hmm. $3 or $4 for it.
Like I'll say, for example, all right, say somebody sees the whole thing for $25, all
right?
And they don't want the whole thing, but say take one item out. Like that, I said, that's $150.
That's right. It was once yes. worn by Tommy Lasorda.
$150.
Yeah, I'd say three. Yeah. You know what? Where you get, where you really take a raping in a yard sale?
Yes.
Baby clothes, kids
right.
clothes, and
yeah.
people
did,
love to buy kids clothes.
For
but
50
did Beluga
each,
grow yeah. out of that jacket? Oh no, that fat
yeah,
F.
Yeah, he's totally just fat.
Doesn't know how much money he's
I am,
spent on
I am,
gear for
incidentally,
him.
Incidentally, Buzz, will you back up the fact?
Yes.
I'd like to say something.
We're feeling this.
I'd like to say something to Marilyn. Hey, Marilyn Robertson.
Who?
Hey,
Marilyn Robertson.
Marilyn Robertson, this is Mike O'Mara. I've had 2 glasses of this sangria.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. There is some chemical reaction that's going on. I like to think I can hold my... Okay, it's time for the coolers.
That's a great... That's
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Sangria Show with yard sale specialties.
Coolers are great. And coolers are great to get rid of because they take up a lot of space.
Right.
Hey, Mark.
I'd say you could get $12 for that.
And those are also space saver coolers. I like
that. Yeah,
I like that.
Again,
Thank
new.
You.
It's still
what
got the stickers on it.
Yeah.
But 2 for $12.
Two for 12.
You know one of the favorite things I used to say when I ran a vegetable stand?
What's
say,
that?
No telling.
How much are the potatoes? I say they're 40 cents each, 3 pounds for $1.25. They say, I'll take 3 pounds. Idiots.
Listen to Johnny Rita.
I would take the 3 pounds.
How come you guys don't work together more to get stuff done?
The key word is work.
It's a pair of shoes. What did he say?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I'm lost in
the
moment.
It was funny. Rob haters will like that joke.
Now I got to listen to the podcast.
Okay. You know I love you, Rob.
Make sure. I'm sure you do. I love you, too.
Ladies... Ladies' boots with a 3 or 4 inch heel. What do we have there, Carla?
These are beautiful shoes.
They're all gorgeous. They're complete. They're in great. Obviously, they're in pairs.
Yes, no, those are Rob.
There will be in pairs,
Rob,
not just random shoes.
We will hope to sell those individually to an amputee.
Tony Fields is in the front yard, Mike.
There you go.
They're all great, and they're one size. Make sure you clearly label the size. Don't let them try them on.
Sold as separates.
Yeah. Because that's
hopefully
gonna be a
we
hassle.
Get a bus from Sierra Leone.
How do we price these,
I'd
Rob?
Say you could go $8 a pair on those shoes.
$8
those
bucks look like a pair.
Nobody got my amputee joke.
From Sierra Leone?
Sierra Leone. Sorry. Oh, you see.
I love those boots.
They used to hack off
they
limbs.
Are.
Okay,
yes.
Listen. We have to... Rob?
Yes?
Sorry. Audio Vault. Audio Vault postponed till Monday.
Okay. Darn it. Well, can
news
I just,
postponed till Monday.
Real quick, happy anniversary. 50 years ago today... The Flintstones premiered.
I'm so glad
or
we
yesterday.
Did.
One of those.
Yesterday,
anyway,
right.
We will take a break and come back with our pricing game.
More
My
goodies.
God.
And maybe some news.
That's coming back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the delightfully disturbing robpsych.com. Now, it says psych.
Mm-hmm.
Psych!
Oh, you mean, is that like...
But it's really spelled S-E-Y-K. Right. That's robsyk.com. This Halloween, you can terrify your senses and challenge your sanity. With an unnerving imagery. Or unnerving imagery, if I read it correctly. At robsyk.com. robsyk.com. Rob Psych novels and short stories force you to remind yourself it's only fiction.
Or is it?
Search Rob Psych in the Kindle section through the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page, or you can buy it right there at robsyk.com. Mm-hmm. robsyk.com, generating years of nightmares one story at a time.
And remember, he's one of those one-bead Robs.
All right, let's continue. It's pricing. Carla, we're going to double the time here. All right,
smoke
detectors.
This is a great new in package, yep. $9.
Safety first.
And it comes with batteries. You know, that's almost $9 worth of batteries.
That's true.
But remember, it's not about profit. It's about moving product.
Right, moving product. What's next?
That's upside down.
All right.
Oh, these are great. I have one of these. I recommend you use this.
A mini smoker.
Yeah, you can smoke meats and especially salmon in this in your oven without smoking up your house.
Yeah, I'm sure Buzz is at home smoking meat.
You use wood chips to flavor it. It's incredible.
This put a price on it.
I'm going to say, what do you think, $12, Rob?
I think 10. $10? Brand new inbox? Absolutely, yeah. And that's why you're getting $10,
right.
Because it's not been used.
Right.
Yeah. Carla hates
Carla
me.
Carla loves your pricing.
She does not hate you.
She hates me right now.
She loves everybody on the show.
Pots and pans. Oh, bowls.
Doggy bowls.
Doggy bowls. Doggy those are nice doggy bowls. Yeah.
$5 each, 2 for $8.
You can put a dog in each bowl.
Incidentally, I got the greatest.
How do you have such huge
doggy bowls? I've got the greatest
bowls.
Spokesmodel in the world.
You do. Okay. Cheers to that.
Very proud of her.
But what's great is, you'll be able to sell those in a pair. So,
yeah.
Don't.
Oh, yeah, water and for food.
And for food, so you want to make sure you...
A third one for
you
snacks.
You know, when I see Carla doing this, I just want to say, deal or no deal.
You know what? You're on your third sangria now, and I just saw the way you were looking at her.
Yeah. You want us to leave?
She doesn't have a chance.
I know what you're thinking.
That's pretty good after 7 years,
I know
isn't
what
it?
You're thinking.
Yeah.
All right. The Iron Gem, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody gave me this
You
gift.
Know what's really great?
Somebody gave it. You
actually,
might have, why don't you give me a gun and say put it in your mouth?
It's actually
professional,
great.
As a professional courtesy, I'm going to ask this to Mike. Has it ever been used?
Thank you.
It's actually a great...
Good question.
A great, great gift.
It is.
It $10. Really, really works.
$10, but be ready to take $5 for
it's
it.
It's Iron Man right. Gem. It's basically for pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put it on any door and then just really pulls it up. You know what? The doors in my place won't hold it up.
I love the look Carla's getting with the...
I know.
Because Carla's a little buzzed now. She's doing that.
I've never had more fun on the radio.
But that is a great exercise.
Incidentally,
is that steamer?
When we're having the yard sale tomato, honey, you gotta dress sexy. Mm. I suggest a kilt.
Wow.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
What will Carla wear?
It's a better show than I ever would have expected.
Is that a fryer or a steamer?
It's another steamer.
Another steamer. We don't
oyster.
Same price that we put on the other steamer, then. You don't want them to fight each other. It's another one
that's
new in
brand
box.
New.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's small.
If I
wish
had more
she was
space,
here.
I'd
pay him $100 to come by tomorrow.
Keep going up.
All right.
What are they?
Hungry Girl
cards.
Diet cards.
Hungry Girl diet cards.
Offer those as a free premium to any fat customer. And the Dr. Atkins book, $2. Mm-hmm. Books are hard to move. They're
heavy.
You
could use a few. Here's
Carla,
a few
are we out of the big ticket items?
We have this.
Yeah, what is that shelf? Is that a DVD or a...
VHS on the other... No, it's missing a mirror, but on the other side, like, it has a mirror. So you don't even have to look at that side. You can just back it up against your wall.
I would take the mirror out so they didn't know there was ever supposed to be a mirror.
What is the item, Rob?
It is a shelf unit, a pedestal
a
shelf
stand?
Unit.
No, bring it over so I can see it.
It's too heavy.
Oh, you can't.
It's a shelf pedestal unit that'll hold...
Big, strong, strapping Ronick.
That will hold DVDs, CDs, or VHS tapes.
Quite the plethora of...
Do you think
Sail,
this is good
I like
stuff?
It. I like
this
it. It's great, like potpourri.
A great collection.
Yeah.
By 10:30, I would love it if I knocked it out by 10:30.
You'll be done.
I'm going to have so much fun tomorrow with my daughter.
This is my favorite item.
This is a great item.
Yeah, it's really
you like
nice.
The jewelry case?
I mean, it would be nice for Kara, but we have different type of wood on our furniture.
I bet you do.
Yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you have different type of wood.
Right.
That's a separate item.
It stands alone.
It sits on top of... Look at that thing. Wow.
And the contrast is
that's
okay.
That's nice.
What is the deal with the mirror? I didn't know we were missing a mirror.
Yeah, on the back.
What? On the back? Let me see.
A door or a mirror?
A mirror.
It's a great chest, Mark.
Oh,
we're not missing a mirror.
You don't need a mirror on that. That is a great
piece.
Yeah,
that looks great.
You priced that $70.
We're not missing a mirror on that.
$100. Nothing's missing.
$70.
That's a
never
beautiful...
Get on, you know what? You'd be
the
much,
jewelry box, though, I would
100.
Think at least 25.
Yeah, I think 25 is good on the jewelry box, but be prepared to bend on that.
And the larger piece of furniture, you said they probably won't get 100. What do you recommend
I
for a price?
I say 70.
75?
No, 70, I think.
70?
$70.
And as always, as is, take with. No returns.
Very useful, beautiful, and great shape piece of furniture.
It's really, it's a good looking piece as far as shelf.
Incidentally, this is just an excuse to take the Friday show off.
No, I think this is a lot of fun.
There's a lawn spreader. How much for the lawn spreader, Ron? It's in great shape.
$25.
$25 for the lawn spreader.
$25.
All right.
All right.
Oh,
we
look,
got a new
Lumieres
in package.
You know, I actually have those in my kitchen.
These are the stick-up lights that you just put a battery in, and you can put them anywhere, and they're fantastic.
Are there five of them or three?
They're three.
Okay,
with batteries, though. That's the most
with
important.
The batteries included, I say that is an $8 item.
$8?
And I have those in my kitchen. I love them.
Already I'm beginning to think this is a waste of time.
I'm going
to...
I
swear to God.
Can I look at
somebody
those
had a third drink.
Quick?
Too many single digits.
Do you mind, Mike, just pushing them over here?
But Mike, single digits...
I'm going to eyeball those.
These are great under-cabinet lights.
Single digits become double digits. Digits.
For closets,
$25.
Yeah, for the spreader, and I think.
And we previously agreed all the video games are going to be $5.
No,
no.
I'll take the Lumineers.
Oh, you'll take
those?
Yes.
Oscar's going to be leaving here. You have the cash.
I have cash
before
you
leave today.
Good for it. I have a check if you want.
Right.
I
don't want a check. I want cash.
All right.
Do you take checks at a yard sale?
If
you
can.
You have to
for
sometimes?
Big items. You might have to.
Right. All right.
I always dealt in cash.
Okay, all cash.
Right. Cash, ass,
I think
or
video
grass.
Games, Mike.
No. Those games go, if you go to a used game store, they will sell you those games for, at the very least, if you're lucky, $30. So you sell them for $30 and then go down.
No, you can you'll never get 30 for those.
20?
I would 20, say
all 10. Day. All day, 20. All day.
How about 23 for 50?
When's the last time you were in a gaming store?
Do you do a lot of gaming?
I don't, so I don't know.
Do I defer to him on this box?
Honestly, how about this?
Yeah. $20 each.
How about this?
Good.
You want to put them in a box? I'll take them to the gaming store by my house.
No, they're going to give you $10, $15 for them when you trade it in.
Yeah, if you
buy
it in store,
a
used better
game,
value.
Yes.
Right.
But you see, you can't price that way.
Now, Rob, here's where Rob
if
comes.
If they were old titles, I get it, but Call of Duty 3, there's just that's two removed from what's come out, and they're in the packaging.
Here's where Rob comes in handy. How much, if we sell them for $20 a piece, how much for a package? You were talking about bundling them.
I might buy them.
I say 20,
jeez.
3 for 50.
Really?
If you
I'll
go
look
20.
At the games before I leave.
All right.
Mike, if you go 20, you go 3 for 50. If you go 15, 3 for 40. I think 15, 3 for 40, you're going to move a lot of games.
15, 3 for 40. Done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Put them all. They're all 15.
I might have to buy them.
I agree with Mr. Spiewak. I totally agree with that.
Because you're not pricing against the gaming store. You're
pricing against your opponent
is the person at the
yard
sale.
You're absolutely right.
Carla, is this working for you today? This is great. This is fantastic. And incidentally, if anybody bitches about this show, I'm going to say, c'est la vie. We do what we do occasionally.
I drove all the way in here.
I've been drinking, but it's highly entertaining to me.
Here we
all
go.
Right. Are you being
absolutely.
Entertained by this?
Yes, definitely.
Chafing dish?
What do we have here? Chafing dish?
Totally complete with
oh, no, you've broken it now.
I'm going to have to mark that down. What do we have
a fondue,
here?
Fondue, a serving?
No, it's something that you fry stuff on top of.
Oh, okay.
A table side, like hibachi type deal.
Yeah.
And what do you call those little candles?
Sterno. It comes with sterno.
Sterno candles.
This is a great thing. You should be able to get $30 for that with all the sterno.
$30
But
with
you
the
may
sterno.
Have to bend later in the day.
All right, $30.
Because you look at that. That's $15
when
worth
you
of
say,
sterno.
When you say later in the day, how long do these things normally roll?
They I've seen roll them till noon, I thought.
I've seen them go later than noon, but I'm talking about you're going to get the initial influx.
Right.
Well, this is for an advertised one. You might be more steady because you're totally relying on traffic. But normally you'll have a very busy first hour, then light, and then your last hour will be heavy because you'll get the bargain hunter.
You're going to clear the
site. Or as we call it, the Ronic.
I frankly like watching Carla pick up the items.
I do too. Putting down's not so bad either.
Very good. What do we have here?
Photo frame.
Oh, photo frames.
Photo frames. Ooh,
photo frames.
Nice They're ones,
quality,
actually.
Quality, brand new photo frames.
Still in their cellophane?
See, the three smaller ones, you bundle those for $5.
I'll take those for $5.
And then
put those in my office.
The other ones, $8 each, three for $20.
Because
they look fancy based on the box.
Oscar's taking the three for $5.
Those I'll take those.
I don't like that for $5.
Why not?
I think those should be three for if Oscar wants them. I think those should be three for $5.
Are you really going to do this to me? Please.
No, $5 he gets them.
So the other ones.
This is how special I am. I print out pictures.
Sorry about that.
I print out pictures on a color printer.
Just one more.
I print out pictures on a color printer and I put them in there. I'd like to see those.
Would this
as well,
be my fourth sangria?
Those are silver plated.
They're short glass though.
Ooh. That's nice packaging on those. I would say $8 each, but three for $20.
May I see one of them? Maybe I can get them for my mom.
All right, very good.
Appreciate that.
So that'd be a pretty fair trade.
Yeah.
Is it three for $20? All right. It's going to be three for $20.
And I know you're poo-pooing some of the lower prices, but
no. But I understand what you're doing. I'm with you. Have I argued with you yet today?
How about this? Wouldn't you rather have $20 than have to move those around your house?
These are pretty.
Absolutely.
I'll buy them.
Three for 20?
Yes.
Did you bring the station wagon today, Oscar?
That's good. But do you think, you know, incidentally, I think this is kind of a, what was I going to say? An indication of things to come.
Ah.
I think tomorrow.
A good omen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, here we go. These are.
They look
these
new.
These are real nice items. They've been used once.
No, Mike, they've never
maybe,
been never
maybe.
Been used.
Never been used.
Those are hockey skates.
Oscar's taking the three frames for $20.
And the other ones. I'm going to give them to Kara. She can put something in
clearly them. Label the, you know, Julia's good at framing things.
what size is Julia? I'll give those to you.
No. She's more of a roller skating cat.
Okay, all right.
As far as the ice skates go, they're like new.
You got to get the cobwebs off from where they were in the garage.
Clearly label their size. I think those are $35.
And you have never sliced tomatoes so thinly as you can with these skates.
Buzz is buzz.
Hi. Hello, Chef of the Future.
Hi. Hi, this is Werner Klemperer. I'm appearing in Hogan's Heroes.
So, Mike, why are you selling your skates?
You know what? I went to my skates, which I haven't used in a while. Right. Uh-huh. And this is a little testament to the fact that I now am 15 pounds down, ladies and gentlemen.
Attaboy.
And I did those skates stay in the garage.
Big tongue depressors.
Right, what are these things?
Are they...
They're for people with pools. Yeah, they're water toys.
All right, they're now bringing up
new in plastic. Uh-huh. I'd say you could get $8 each for those.
Surf with them,
little floaties.
Yeah.
Are we describing what the items are for the radio
listeners? Yeah, they're like noodles,
yeah,
basically, but
they're
you can surf
noodles,
on them. Yeah.
So they're little surfing things you do.
Don't
use
call
at the
them
beach.
Noodles because they won't buy them if they're on Atkins. Now right. Who's drunk?
Are we winding down? Are we winding down now?
I can't believe I bought.
We only have 3 minutes left.
I'm all in.
What about the news?
Hey, what about my
how much,
ab
How
ab
much
thing?
For that?
Here's the big ticket item.
Uh-oh.
Big ticket item
oh,
right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
How much did you pay for this little ab twister thing?
Over $200.
Yeah, over $200.
And you know what? I was going to say this before you quoted that price. Now, be prepared to bend, but I think you should put $85 on that.
Mm-hmm.
If it could
brand
bend.
Brand new.
If it could bend, he wouldn't need to sell it.
Yeah. Never used.
Well, girl used it.
Yeah,
girl used
the site.
I remember.
Yep, you
would be expert just on that.
I think we all got on it.
Any other big ticket items there, Carla?
How about those lamps?
Yeah,
how about
those
Asian themed lamps?
Here's
Asian.
Another. This is for people that want to have yard sales.
Right.
It's yard sale season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to say to Rob Spiewak, so $85 for that.
Right.
That's $85 we'll put on that one.
Right.
I'm going to ask you this question. That is a steal.
It is.
Put $100 on it. Make it a round number.
That'll go for $30.
That's the only disagreement I'm going to have with you on that $100.
I'm telling you, it'll go
here's the deal, Pete.
$30.
It'll go for $30?
Sadly, it's exercise equipment.
And you know what, Mike? You're gonna have a problem with it at $100 because... When it goes
all
from
right.
99 to 100,
you agree with him?
I think that's eventually where it will go, but I think you should start it at 85.
Put it at 60.
Fair enough.
And put it at 60.
Okay.
60.
And I'm glad you did because
that's better.
100
that's better.
Is a mental thing. You know why gas always is something in 99?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't
want to
roll it up.
That makes sense.
And 100 is a million
all right,
times
here's
more
the
than 99.
You mentioned the lamps. We have lovely lamps that I remember from a long time ago that I spent a lot of money.
First or
do you put
marriage.
Those? What's that?
First or second marriage.
Shut up. Shut up. Do I put those in the yard or do I take them to an appraiser slash dealer to see if they really are valuable?
Well, I think you... I would say that a lamp is not really collectible if it's something you've purchased in your lifetime.
All right.
Yeah. Very
and good. I would say price them high because they're beautiful. And the thing about that one that I can see, you put a brand new shade on that.
Ooh,
that's something that you would
dress
buy.
Dress it right up.
That's something that you would buy in an apartment
store. Put $100 on both of them.
I would, but I would also be prepared to take $65.
And I might, but I'm not sure.
Take the bolt. Leave
that's
a bolt.
The only thing that I would say I might let go that I'm getting screwed
just
on.
Just be honest. How much was it? Were the lamps back in the day?
Back in the day, a lot of money.
Okay.
A lot of money.
But leave a bulb in because they're going to want to see them tested. Mm-hmm. And if it's capable of handling a three-way, put a three-way bulb in it. Show them all the features it has.
What? I can't hear you.
What about the golf holder?
The golf, like, piece of furniture?
Yeah,
It's a piece of... RJ, can you bring that over? I just... Not because I want you to, just golf because I want to see you have a heart attack.
Are my teeth red?
Are my teeth red?
Well, I think we're all going to be glowing red tonight.
And once again, thanks to Marilyn Robertson for the fabulous job.
Delicious.
Oh, it's a club holder.
Instantly, Buzz, who is your news sponsored by today? This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival.
Yay! Oh, wait till you hear.
Enjoy breathtaking views of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
What kind of views?
Breathtaking.
Take your breath away.
Enjoy. Enjoy amazing Virginia wines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen to great bands all day long.
Yeehaw. Yeah.
And are you ready, Rob?
I am ready.
There'll be pumpkin chucking.
I love this chucking pumpkin.
Or is that pumpkin chunking?
They call
pumpkin chunking.
They call it pumpkin chunking.
Well, what do you do?
Well, you throw it.
You'll see.
Oh my God, I want to go.
Yeah, see, I told you.
They use engineered catapults with a 3/4 mile range.
Right?
I am on that. Where is it?
Like
let me see. Long Branch Farm in Millwood, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That's just off of Route 50. And it happens on Friday, October 12th. I am there.
Through that weekend.
They would love to have you, Mike.
When is the pumpkin chunking going to be?
All weekend long.
And you know, October,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that weekend.
October 12th is my anniversary. I think I know where I'm taking Carrie.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait. It's the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival, Friday, October 12th through Sunday, October 14th at the Long Branch Farm in Millwood, Virginia. That's right off of Route 50. If you want more details, visit historiclongbranch.com where advanced discount tickets are on sale till October 10th. Take the kids, Rob.
I will.
And take in the fall colors, the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival. Mike O'Mara is riding his motorcycle out there.
Nice.
Cool.
Face!
All right.
That is an amazingly cool piece of furniture. That is almost like a credenza with a slice cut in it so you can put.
Specifically designed
to hold your golf bag.
To be a golf bag caddy.
And if you've got a good-looking golf bag, you can actually use it as part of the display on the inside and not leave your clubs in the trunk.
That's what I did with it.
I'd say $85 on that.
$85.
But you know what? I would say take a $40 offer.
Okay. Right. Very good. I'm going to take any of
them. Nice.
What? Did we get everything?
All the big
stuff.
Well,
one more. Give us one more item.
Something
fun. Look carefully. Something you're confused about.
Or something fun.
Hey, Carla.
Something that's adult-oriented.
Carla, I don't want to have an argument about what we're going to price something at. So make sure it's something you're confused about.
Mike, I will be by my phone all morning.
All right. Very good.
Hey, Rob.
Pull one out.
How much for the ceramic frog?
Pull one out.
Yeah.
Incidentally, this will be me tomorrow morning. If you'd like to come by the house, this is going to be me at the yard sale. Hi, ma'am. How you doing?
What is that?
It's Dave Dornbush's new wave oven.
Oh. That's untouched. Ooh, that's
looks
unused.
Brand new.
Oh my!
That's a $40 oven.
$40. And how much for the Chihuahua?
The Jetstream oven. I'm sorry, Dave Dornbush's Jetstream oven.
Jetstream oven, not the new wave oven.
No, the new wave oven.
Those of you that have enjoyed this 1 hour, I hope for all of you that are planning to have yard sales that these items that we have articulated on the air and on Ustream for our video viewers, as opposed to video listeners, I hope that in some way we have been able to give you a little guidance about yard sales.
It's not easy.
And how to deal with yard sales. Of course, on Monday's show, I will have a complete recap as to exactly how it went, whether it was successful, and any last-minute glitches that might have come
up. As a matter of fact, this will probably be your first media outlet after you issue your resignation at The Edge.
Yes.
Because you are now independently wealthy.
Because I'm so scary rich.
That's right.
After this. You were going to say something, Oscar?
Yes, just best of luck to the Iowa Hawkeyes as they take on Penn State
tomorrow night.
Yeah. Is that a night game on Saturday?
Yes, it is.
Oh. National game, Mike. Yeah. You better watch it on the TV.
Daddy's going to be watching the Hawkeyes.
Hawkeye Nation.
My musical opens tonight with Me as God.
Okay, Buzz, tell us about that. Where is that going to be?
Altar Boys, the Dominion Stage Theater is presenting this. And for tickets, you can go to dominionstage.org. It'll be playing in Arlington this evening.
Rob Spiewak Show on KCJJ this afternoon.
Incidentally, is it Dominion Stage?
Dominion Stage is the theater presenting it.
Incidentally,
yes.
Dominion Stage people, that was Buzz putting you first. All right, there we go. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our web host is Bluebot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We want to thank our show brought to you by Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Millions of songs and albums for any digital player, including the music you hear on our show. One-click ordering makes buying MP3s easy. This is one for the ages, this program. And they organize in your favorite software, including iTunes. Find today's TMOS music on our visual aids page.
You know, today's episode makes the Super Bowl show seem like NPR, doesn't it?
No, I really think at least our microphones were at the right level. Find today's TMOS music on our visual aids page at MikeOMaraShow.com. And you'll be linked to Amazon MP3. We are so delighted to have Amazon as part of our family now. That's it. Remember, we depend on advertising. Call 301-244-8773 if you want to do that. And I'll let you know on Monday everything went this weekend.
I'd like to hear from you on Sunday, actually.
You might hear from me tomorrow. You might get a text message. If you get a text message from me saying, Land of Suck, you'll know what it's all
about.
I'll
be in the car.
That's it. We are. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, RJ. Thank you, Mark Ronick.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Buzz Burbank. Thank you, Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana.
Thank you, Mike.
And so long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao. Have a great weekend.
Yay.
Card Sharks is next.